Hey, everybody. We're seeing a huge attack on the German people's fertility. A new report has just come out of the Federal Institute for Population Research. And they're reporting a huge decrease in fertility for both Germany and they also looked at Sweden. So this figure right here, trends in the number of births in Germany by month, is very concerning. We see these other years are pretty much in line with each other, 2018 through 2021. But then 2022 is massively reduced. These are the number of births per month. Same thing in Sweden. Substantially fewer births in the year 2022. These two charts are even better to visualize it. Figure 1 is the estimated monthly total fertility rate for Germany. This is from 2000 through 2022. And what we see here is a massive drop-off as it changes to 2022. It plummets like a falling rock. This is absolutely heartbreaking. A massive drop-off in fertility rate in Germany. Here's the analysis for Sweden. Sweden, whose birth rate was trending downward, also suffered a massive drop-off in the fertility. So here's the chart for Sweden. Unlike Germany, it was already trending downward pretty massively. But we still see an extra large hit at the end of the chart, right around the end of 2021 and the beginning of 2022. So what happened in these two countries to cause such a massive drop-off in fertility, in babies being born? Here's Josh Gutzko, who brought this to my attention. Germany's Federal Institute for Population Research says, there is a strong association between the onset of the vaccine programs and the fertility decline 9 months after. They found no association with COVID or unemployment, just an association having to do with the vaccines. Here's a section from the report, fertility change in the context of health crises, economic hardship, and vaccination programs. So unlike these first categories that they go through, in contrast, there is a clear correlation between the onset of the vaccination programs and the fertility declines that occurred 9 months later. In Germany as well as in Sweden, the vaccination campaigns with mass enrollments for a first vaccination reached its peak in April, May, and June 2021, followed by a wave of second vaccinations with its peak between May and August of the same year, so 2021. The implications of these programs in both Germany and Sweden coincide very well with a distinct change in fertility levels exactly 9 months later. The fertility rates remained at a reduced level during the entire first half of 2022. Wow, so even this Federal Institute for Population Research, which is a research institute of the German federal government, has to admit that there's a strong correlation to the vaccines. Clear correlation, they say. 9 months after the onset of the vaccine programs. So another massive smoking gun, as if we don't have enough already. Hopefully something will happen this time. A reminder, after people get the Pfizer vaccine, according to this study, in Andrology publication, we see a massive decrease in total modal count, down 21.1% by T2, and down 19.4% by T3. So T2 is 75 to 150 days, and T3 is 150 days plus. These are massive reductions in fertility in males after these vaccines. And as far as the women that are affected, we've seen a massive impact on women's menstrual cycles in many cases after these vaccines. So this is extremely frightening, extremely concerning. We're going to continue to follow the data and try to get justice for all of the affected people. And all the babies who were not allowed to be born because of these genocidal maniacs waging war against humanity itself. Absolutely horrifying to consider. So I wanted to pass this along. Let me know what you think in the comments. I hope you have a great rest of your day.